friends this year should be a special schus for Yadid Nafshi, Rochanan Meir, and Chai Rachel. He and his whole family should have only blessing, Ach Tov V'Chesed, Kol Yimei Chayehem. Parashas Vayikra, the Sefer Ben La'oshri, of the great Tzaddik from Anana, who promises to pray for those who study and spread his Torah, so we should be among those who are blessed. Vayikra, the first piece on Parashas Vayikra, Ayin Balaturim Aleph Zeira. There is a small Aleph. Kvar Nemru B'zeh Harbe Kavanas. A lot of explanations have been offered to explain this small Aleph. I too will offer my interpretation. Dehine Vayikra El, the words Vayikra El, as the parasha begins, is Gematria Eshel Tov, a good Eshel. What is an Eshel? Chazal say in the Pasuk, Vayita Eshel Bever Sheva. I happen to know that Pasuk. I know almost no Torah. Very, very, very little. But that happens to me in my Bar Mitzvah Parsha. So my Bar Mitzvah Parsha I read a few times beforehand to make sure I read it properly. In any event, on the Pasuk Vayita Eshel, there's one opinion that says that this Eshel is an Elon, is a tree. And Tosis writes in Abu Zar Daf Hamad Aleph, the Elon Nishamus Levnei Yisrael, Levad, Ulu Umas Olam, Levad, that there is one tree for Jewish souls and another tree for non-Jewish souls. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Bereishis 49:11, writes Al Mashakatzav Ba'arizal on what Rabbi Isaac Luria says in his Shara Psukim, Ba'ichi, on the Pasuk of Adki Avoshilo, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Goel HaMekuve. Moshe Rabbeinu was the awaited for Redeemer. And he asked the Rechaim, Delefi Kabbalasenu, Mashiach Tzarech Lios B'zera David HaMelech, Olav HaShalom, Shem Shevet Yehuda. How could Moshe Rabbeinu be the Goel, be the Redeemer, be King Messiah, when Messiah has to come from the seed of David? So first of all, Moshe Rabbeinu could not be from the seed of David because he came a good few months before David. But besides that, he's also not Shevet Yehuda. Right? Because really you have to come from David because it says Shevet Yehuda. Ad ki yavo shilo v'lo yikas amim. Yudah tu yadu chachecha, yadcha roi chavecha, etc. Ad ki yavo shilo v'lo yikas amim. So he has to come from Shevet Yehuda. And Moshe Rabbeinu was from Shevet Levi. Wasn't from Shevet Yehuda. That's one of the most important responses given to those Christians who say that a certain person was Mashiach. So the question is, how is he Mashiach? Mashiach has to be descended from David. And according to their theology, he wasn't descended from David. There was something immaculate over there that we don't believe in. But l'shitasam, he wasn't descended from David. So l'shitasenu, he's not Mashiach to start with, but l'shitasam, that he's Mashiach, so he's not descended from David. That's a big problem. All right, when Mashiach comes, so when our Mashiach comes, he'll answer that question. We know what the answer is. In any event, meaning that he is a Mashiach, but when our Mashiach comes, in Yirat Hashem, hopefully it'll be today. So Hikshad d'lfika b'alsenu Mashiach tzrich leos ben David azal v'shem shem shevet Yehuda. Moshe Rabbeinu was from Shevet Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu was from the tribe of Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was the tree of souls, and all the Jewish people are sparks from the holy soul of Moses. And therefore it's correct to say, even though Moshe Rabbeinu comes from Shevet Levi, genealogically speaking, but in his soul, there are holy sparks also from Yehuda. Ki hu eshel v'ilan atov atzmo. And because he is, that's Vayikrael that God called to Moses, that's eshel tov. Now it's Moshe. Moshe was a good tree. He is the good tree. He encompasses all. Achu begodlan v'senusa kosev aleph azir shol talam e'cheshbon v'yeh begematria shel tov. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to knock off the aleph. And this way the gematria wouldn't be Eshel Tov, a good Shri, that Moshe Rabbeinu encompasses the entire Jewish people. Rather, gematria will be Shel Tov. In other words, that he serves, Shu Ovidu Meshamish Hashem Yisbarach Shu Tov Amiti, that he serves God who's the true good. As it says, Yavo Tov Ze Moshe V'Kabel Tov Ze Tor Mitov Ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaTov Me'el Yisrael. It says in Menachos, that Moshe is good, Torah is good, God is good, Jewish people are good. So since Hashem is good, so Moshe Rabbeinu wanted it to have the gematria of not Eshel Tov, but Shel Tov, of the good, that Moshe Rabbeinu belonged to Hashem, so he wanted to knock off the Aleph. So that couldn't be done, but at least he made it small. Okay, that is the explanation of the holy tzaddik from Ranan. I can tell you one thing. I wouldn't have thought of it on my own. Vayikra el Moshe. Vayidaber Hashem elav me'ol moed leimor. He called to Moshe, and Hashem spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, Yadu adiktik shebechi el Moshe, vayikra Hashem el Moshe. V'achargach vayidaber elav. But that's not what it says. First, it should have said, "Vayikra Hashem el Moshe," Hashem called to Moshe, and then "Vayidaber elav." That's not what it says. It says "Vayikra el Moshe." Doesn't say who. And then it says "Vayidaber Hashem elav me'ol moed leimor." No, say "Vayikra Hashem el Moshe Vayidaber elav." V'kvar inu yodim shakori dibra l'misha karo, and I know. "Vayikra Hashem el Moshe," Hashem called out to Moshe. And then Vayidaber elav me'ol moed leimor, we know exactly what the pasuk is saying. But the pasuk leaves us in the dark. Vayikra el Moshe. And then only then it tells us who spoke to him. V'yesh lefarish debemes yeshel tkusha. There's another question. Lamak siv alav zir. Why is there a small alav? V'yesh lefarish al pita v'yam yivik rabbi. You can answer this based on the medrash here. V'parasha kodem siv chai pom kashir tziv os Moshe. In the previous parasha, it says 18 times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moses. Moshe HaMelech, etc. Kol HaKavod Hazeh Aseh Li Moshe Yikanes Lefnim. Moshe Rabbeinu did all this kavod. He kept following my commands. So let him come in. Vayikra, he called him into the tent of meeting. So the Aleph Zero, why is there a small Aleph? So the word can be read Vayikar. Yikar is kavod. How do you say Yikar is kavod? Because it says in Megillas Esther, Layhudi Maisa Ora Visimcha Visasan Vikar. Vikar is the lashon of kavod, of honor. Yakar in Hebrew is expensive, valuable. Actually interesting that Vikar is also a lashon mikra, chance, carry. Right? That's what the Chazal tell us, that he wanted Balaturim, that he wanted it to be read like Vayikra just by chance, because Bilam, Hashem calls out to people like Bilam with Lashon of Keri. It's just by chance and Tumah. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu, he had a Kriya before to show his Chiba for Moshe Rabbeinu. So, on one hand, you have this Lashon of Yikar, of glory, of honor. And on the other hand, I mean, that's Rashi, right? You don't have to get to the Balaturim. Via Se'olam, it's Lashon of Vayikar, Lashon of Keri. And here it's Vayikra, it's the Lashon of Chashivas, he called him first. But you can also say that as the Tzaddik is saying, that Vayikar is a Lashon of Kavod. God wanted to give him Kavod because he kept following Hashem's dictates 18 times. He kept writing, as God commanded, God commanded, God commanded. Why does it start Yikra Moshe? Commensurate to what he did, Lahaskir Hashem and Moshe Kodim Lashmar Yisbarach. Moshe Rabbeinu kept saying, following Hashem's dictates, Kasher Tziv Hashem as well, Kasher Tziv Hashem as well, he kept following Hashem. So therefore the pasuk says, Vayikra Moshe, it says Moshe before it even says Hashem. Moshe gave so much kavod to Hashem, Hashem says, Moshe, I want to give it back to you. Vod Yoser, that's why it doesn't say Hashem's name until after it says Vayikra El Moshe, and then Vayidaber Hashem Elav. But it doesn't say Hashem before Moshe to give Moshe kavod that he so deserves because he gave Hashem kavod. Ezu mechubed ha-mechabed is a briya, certainly if you're mechabed Hashem, you're mechubed. Also, Dibur is Lashon Hanahaga, leadership, as it says in the Talmud Sanhedrin. 8a, Dabar Echad Lador Bein Shnei Dabrim Lador. There's one leader for the generation. The word Dabar means a leader. A leader. Dabar Echad Lador Bein Shnei Dabrim Lador. Lashon of Anhaga, leadership. That's why a person who's a good leader is usually a good speaker. Most good leaders are good speakers. Successful leaders, because people need you hear, and if they speak well, then they're followed. Sometimes for evil and sometimes for good. We hope for good. Usually a mixture of good and bad. Nobody is perfect, but had some amazing leaders in history. Some of the opposites. So we're going to interpret the pasuk like this. Vaidaber is the leader. Who is the leader? Hashem. Hashem is the leader. Elav, Vaidaber Hashem, Elav, he speaks to him. Masar Hanhaga l'Moshe, Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. He gave over the Hanhaga, the leadership, to Moses. Ulchol HaTzadikim Dispu Ispashtusa de Moshe. And to all the tzaddikim who have the from the kedusha of Moshe that spread to them, as it says in the Zohar Kodesh and Tikkun Zohar Kuf Yudalid, and like the lashon of the Alkut Shimoni, Kol Mashem Alamata Shabiyam V'Shibur Chorav V'Avapim V'Avapal Malchay Sharis Beis Hamikdash Neaman Hu Yesh Malach Munala Eish V'Alachad Alam Barad V'Alachad Govay Moshe Shalit B'Kulam. They're malachim for everything, and Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader of all. Karmat Tzadik goes for Kadosh Baruch Hu Makayim, like Chazal say, that a Tzadik makes a decree and a Kadosh Baruch Hu fulfills the decree. So Moshe Rabbeinu is a Shalit over everything. I once heard a rabbi from a certain Hasidic group who said that their Rebbe is manig the olam. He is running the world. And everybody should know that the Rebbe is running the world. So that struck me as being, if I want to be generous, strange. And if I want to be less generous, apikorsis. I mean, God runs the world. No tzaddik runs the world. But we want to be malamit zchus on Yidden. So maybe he's referring to the Gemara. Tzaddik goes, Ever Kodesh Baruch Hu Makayim. That's what he meant, that his Rebbe is running the world. Because he makes gzeiros, Hashem fulfills gzeiros. That's a Gemara. And we have this Medrash and Zohar that Moshe Shalit B'Kulam. Because everything has an angel. There's an angel for the fire. There's an angel for the barad, for the hail. And Moshe Rabbeinu rules over everything because Tzaddik goes, Ever Kodesh Baruch Hu Makayim. So again, Vayidaber, leader. Who's the leader? Hashem, who runs the world. Elav, he gave over this leadership to Moshe Rabbeinu. And you know why? Me Oel Moed, from the Oel Moed, because about the Oel Moed, about the tent of meeting, about the Mishkan, it keeps saying Kasher Tziva Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu kept doing what God commanded. And therefore, he was given this great covet. Lamor saying, Zacha Gamkein, the call a covet of its Romamus. He was Zocha, Moshe Rabbeinu was Zocha to great honor. Vaidaber Hashem Elav. It's the Oel Moed saying, what he said about the Oel Moed, what it says about the Oel Moed. That he kept doing as Hashem commanded. Because of this, he was Zocha to this great elevation that Hashem gave him the Hanhaga, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able, I don't want to say to run the world, but like the Medrash says, that Moshe Rabbeinu has koach of decreeing things and them happening. So, Marv Rabbi, so what am I supposed to tell you? I have a very, very strong Hasidic bent. And that's for better or for worse. And I have a Munah and Tzaddikim. So we should be Zocha, Mirtz Hashem, that the tzaddikim amitim, including the great tzaddik from Manana, should bless us, daven for us, be gozer for us, gzeres tovus, and Hashem, who is the true ultimate manig of the world, leader of the world, should fulfill them Besocha Anashim, my sweet beloved friend, and Sadik, Ruchana Meir ben Chaya Rochel, and, if I may add, my sweet beloved friend, Ravram Shraga ben Malka Esther, and if I start, and Moshe Yudah ben Peshadina, and if I start adding all the tzaddikim friends I have, it's, the shiur is going to start and not going to end. So may all of these people be zocha to Yeshuos and Achamos and only good things, Shefer Rav, and that we should be zocha in this amazing time of Chodesh Nisan. She Yeshuos Bo Mekifos. We're surrounded by wonders. We should be zocha to see them. He made Seischam Eretz Mitzrayim our enter neflos. As I took you out of Egypt, I will in the same way show you wonders. B'meiravi Amenu Amen. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends.